This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is Monday. It is football season. It's Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, coming up, we're going to get a chance to talk to Connor Riley from Dog Nation at 4 o'clock to talk about the Dogs' first scrimmage. Also, we'll talk about Gunnar Stockton and Ryan Pugliese and what's being said about that as the Dogs get ready for their season opener. We were at practice today. If you're just tuning in, just joining us. Lighter workout today for the Falcons, not full pads. But they did get some work in, and I think, Mike, they're preparing to test the waters against the Titans.
Yeah, we had this Tuesday and Wednesday really circled on the calendar because this is go time, show time, where you really see what you got. And I know a couple of years back, this is going way back to the Mike Johnson days, we were here and it was Cincinnati came to town. I remember Geno Atkins was basically throwing guys around. It was like the Kool-Aid man met the Incredible Hulk. It was like, oh, we got problems with the O-line. But you do get to see what you've got. You get to see a true tester, James Pierce. Now, James Pierce Jr. can't pick up Cam Ward and break him over his knee.
Sure.
But you're going to see what Cam Ward's about. You're going to see what I'm saying, Day-Day. I mean, we'd like to see him get after it. But you're not going to see the contact. These guys still can't hit the QBs. But things get testy. Sean McVay says, I don't even like to have that second practice because coaches and the players, they go over it. Coaches get on the players. So Wednesday, everybody's even more feisty. That's when all the fights start because they got to get there and show something.
Yeah, look, they've got a couple of guys. I don't know because I haven't seen them up close. First of all, we're going to see the number one overall pick. Cam Ward was the first overall pick, so we're going to get a chance to see what that looks like for them. They lost their first preseason game against the Bucs. Doesn't matter. Again, it's about the work. Calvin Ridley returns. Calvin Ridley now is a Titan, and he'll be going up against AJ and those guys. That is going to be fun to watch. Then up front, Mike, they have a guy named Jeffrey Simmons who we were in Tennessee when Art and the Falcons went up to Tennessee,
yeah.
And we couldn't block Jeffrey Simmons then. That was just a couple of seasons ago. Trevondre Sweat is there.
Yep.
They got some guys up front that pose some potential problems and are going to give our O-line an early look. Now, I think about last year, guys. Think about how we started. Steelers, T.J. Watt and those guys. We played the Eagles. Eagles front, we know what that looks like. We showed we could handle it, and these guys are all back. So that's the good news, but it's going to be a test in a different way because they're going to be doing stunts and different things, Mike, and testing our O-line. But I do have some players pointed out that I do want to watch, and I just hope, you know, again, some of this stuff, guys, they try to just to keep it real with you guys, they try to keep it away from us because they don't want us to they don't want to show us everything.
Right.
The one-on-ones is the best. If I get a chance to see the one-on-one, Lindstrom against their big defensive tackle one-on-one, and it's a passing situation, like that's the matchup because then you get to see real domination.
Right. We know what McGarry's about. They gave him the contract extension, but he's the blindside protector. See what some of these guys do down the field. How does Kyle Pitts assert himself against Tennessee's
Great
defense?
Great point.
Do we see that same connection that we've already seen with, like, Drake? It's really 9 to 5 is like shorthand for Falcons practice. You see it every day. Drake makes an amazing catch. They were doing a goal line or as a game situation, made that beautiful catch for a touchdown, would be a touchdown. We're seeing Pitts making plays. And course, you want to see – I want to see the backup O-line step up because that's – you know, you don't think about it until it's at.
Until you need it.
And that brings us to what happened up in Philly today.
Yeah, no doubt. Big injury in Philly. Big O, let's get to fourth and one. Look, Jason Kelce was arguably and will be a Hall of Fame center, okay? He was a part of a great line while he was there. But I don't think there's any debating, Mike, that the guy that stirs the drink up front is their guard, Landon Dickerson, who is thought to have suffered a meniscus injury in his right knee today. He was taken off the field, and Eagles fans were losing their mind because right. This offensive line, tush-push, protecting Jalen, Saquon for 2,000 yards. He is a big part of that. And when they want to run the ball, they run behind this dude. Now, they have a really good line. Like, all their O-line is really good. But, Mike, this could be a potential big deal for the Eagles, depending on how long he may be out. Again, he's going to get additional tests, that is, to see what the next course of action is going to be.
Now, remember, guys, they've just done a great job. Howie Roseman and just the Eagles in general. If you take it back to the Peterson Super Bowl year and the Philly special, remember they lost their left tackle that year.
Yes.
And they were able to – and how many teams could lose a starting left tackle and go all the way to the Super Bowl and win it? So they've always found a good way to draft. That's why we're just talking about the Falcons and the moves we made today, because our offensive line, certainly in the middle, looked really shaky because they had the backups in there against the Lions. But, yeah, Landon Dickerson, next course of action, how long he may be sidelined. But people in Philly already saying they think it's potentially done for the season.
That's terrible. And that's a heck of a way to start. But they have depth. They right. do have depth. And I'm not going to tell you the guy that's going to fill in for him is as good, because he's not. But that's a big deal. We'll keep an eye out there. We told you a lot of quarterbacks played this weekend. It was the most frustrating thing for me because I want to see our guy play. Sorry, Ra, I just do. Joe Burrow, Mike, after he played in the preseason, listen to what he said.
It's just good to play football again. You know, the more reps you get at it, the better you're going to be at it. So I think Hobbs said we got 15 reps tonight. So we're 15 reps better.
Let's use that with Rod next time we see him.
That's it.
15 reps better. Now, as we said, Joe Burrow's had injuries up the yin-yang, but he's out there. Patrick Mahomes wants to play. Andy Reid knows something about winning Super Bowls. He gets his guy out there. Now, Matthew Stafford's got back issues, so he's not out there. And how about they had Stetson Bennett play the entire game? Now, McVay, he's the other end. I think that's why Ra does the way he does it. He's a disciple of McVay from his time there as an assistant. McVay's not going to put his starters out there. For what it's worth, Stetson Bennett with two touchdown tosses, he was 16-24.
He looked good.
Against the Cowboys.
He did. He looked good, guys. This was the Stetson Bennett we saw at Georgia. For Georgia fans, like, this is the guy that led us to two national championships. Let's hear what he had to say after the game.
Day after day, we're just doing the same thing. Just, you know, continue to grind. You know, don't get bored with the basics. And then that goes back to Kirby, which is just chopping day after day. And, you know, just keep working. And if it's not as good as you want it to, then, you know, there's going to be ebbs and flows and just keep on going.
Wow, a good dude, man, as we said that. You know, the coaches for the elite programs, their kids, their players become disciples of the program.
Yes, they do.
So here's the thing. I may disagree, and you and I may disagree with how the Rams approach their preseason, but they just draft. They just always seem to find the guys. And now, obviously, they gave Kyren Williams a big contract extension. You see Blake Corum, remember the little guy from Michigan?
Yes.
He had two touchdowns. That's probably the most I watched this weekend was the Cowboys and the Rams.
Yeah. Les Snead, former Falcon assistant general manager, has done an amazing job. And, Mike, he's been consistent as any general manager. Like, if you were to ask me, is Howie Roseman, it's Brett Veach of the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's Les Snead. Like, those three guys just continuously are able to find the right pieces for their team, and then they're not afraid to make moves. The Stafford trade was a big deal, Mike. You gave up a younger Jared Goff, who had already taken you a Super Bowl, and said, I want to bring in an older Matthew Stafford, because they believed that was the piece. They draft properly. I agree with you. Like, that's where you know your team is always going to be in a good spot.
With you. And again, you know, I want to see Rook Arororo establish himself. We could have had Braden Fisk. They took Jared Verse and they took Braden Fisk in the second round. So you're looking for interior line play and guys that get after it. Certainly, Rook, we have high hopes for, but he's got to get going. Just real quick, Matthew Stafford, supposed to practice Monday. Apparently threw the ball on Saturday, but Sean McVay says surgery for Stafford not even being discussed.
Okay, that is good news. I mean, because that would have shut him down. while we're talking about something that happened in the preseason, Anthony Richardson, you really gave him the business last week, right, talking about his inability to recognize things.
He didn't know what he's doing. I mean, and this, if don't take it from me, take it from former pro – I mean, I'm a radio host. Take it from pro quarterbacks that do TV analysis that say it's a very simple, basic read. He's not even looking to one side of the field, and that's why he busted his pinky up. So that's on him, his inability to diagnose what's going on. Daniel Jones – is he going to get traction? He's going to have to in the short term. That's why I just threw it out there as a I don't know what their intentions are. Would they maybe not be satisfied with what they've got and talked about Kirk Cousins with us?
This is why the preseason exists. Because if you get to the end of it and you realize we don't have what we need to make a move. Here's Anthony Richardson describing why he felt like he got injured. Listen to this.
I just got to get my eyes, you know, just be able to, you know, react to that. But just five-man pro, just playing hot. You know, I just got to be on my P's and Q's when it comes to that. It was just going to be hard for me to see anyway because my eyes are looking a certain way. But I just got to be keyed on when everybody bringing pressure like that. I thought it was about to be the nickel, but they brought it from the other side. So I got to be ready to just get the ball out.
Buster!
I got to have my eyes were looking the wrong way. He even owns it. And then he says, yeah, I know what happened, but you didn't when it happened. So, look, we're not being overcritical of this.
I'll be overcritical.
But no, because some people be like, man, y'all are making this out. No, Anthony Richardson, he's describing to you what exactly happened and why his pinky got dislocated, which, again, was not a big deal. They snapped it back into place. If it was a real game, they would have taped him up and he would have played. But the fact is, you got to see that. Those are basic things in the preseason. They're not bringing elusive blitzes, Mike, to try to fool you. This is just something that came off the edge, and he was like, ah. And I said to Mike last week, he should have got down or got rid of it.
Right.
He didn't see it.
No, again, guys, we have a lot of friends up in Indy, and just the breakdowns on this is he's not doing the work, and he's just not getting better. He's not making the adjustments that you need to, you know. And, look, we all knew that there was going to be high risk, high reward. You know, there's some Florida fans that say they weren't all enamored with him at Gainesville. I thought he was going to be a tremendous talent, but I just thought you got to get one more year of seasoning or transfer to a program where you get maybe better coached as a wide receiver, as a quarterback. That's what I thought Jalen Milroe should have done. Maybe you leave Alabama and go somewhere else and get it. Either way, he's got to get better. Caleb Williams is getting tough love in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the first overall pick. He's got to get better. And the league right now is looking at Chicago and Ben Johnson, and he's not pussyfooting around. He's saying, look, you got to get better at this, and he's getting him some tough love.
Well, he realizes, Mike, because if you stay the course, 2 years from now it could cost him his job. Like, Ben Johnson is not playing around because he knows what works. While we're talking about quarterbacks, you guys know who else played this weekend? A guy named Patrick Mahomes.
Uh-huh.
So now Kansas City, first down and goal to go at the one of Arizona. They're going to throw it on the right side on a fade, and the pass will be caught! Touchdown! Kansas City on an excellent fade, thrown to the right side, and it was rookie Jason Brownlee, an undrafted free agent.
He can say, when he's working, wherever he's working, whether he's
I caught a touchdown.
The financial sector, selling cars, I caught a touchdown for Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
Or maybe he sticks with the team. No, man, and it's funny, we could get into this later in depth, but The Athletic, because there's nothing else to do right now until camps wrap up, and then we'll see the cuts and the season starts. They did the dreaded tears of the quarterback. I'm not talking crying. I'm talking T-I-E-R-S. Patrick Mahomes comes in at number one. Joe Burrow tied with Mahomes for one.
Okay.
You got Josh Allen, three. Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, rounding out the top five. Jaden Daniels is next up at six. In case you're wondering, Kirk Cousins comes in at 25. Mm. Then Russell Wilson at 26. Fields at 27. Fields had a good outing for the Jets, by the way.
He did.
Looked really sharp. Michael Penix Jr. comes in at 28 right now, just ahead of J.J. McCarthy at 29.
Interesting. Okay. Our guy, where's Penix again?
Penix Jr. is at 28. He's looking up at Kirk Cousins. Of course, Kirk did have a good season going until he didn't last year.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, a couple of guys we heard from today. We're going to let you hear from them. Mike and I were at practice today as the Falcons continue to get ready for their second preseason game. Titans will be in town on Friday, but they're here because they're going to have joint practices over the next few days. We'll come back and let you hear what the guys said coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football's on our mind. We're talking about our Falcons with you. 404-726-0929. We're live at the Mall of Georgia Hooters. It is the Taj Mahooters, as we like to say. And we'll be here tomorrow and Wednesday as well, the last couple of days as the open camp days wrap up. Mike, we were just talking before we let you hear Andy and Randy with David Onyemata, who's been here a while now and actually been in the league a while, which is kind of right. Surprising when you look up. But we were just talking amongst ourselves about a couple of things that have been going on around the league, and certainly some things that we wanted to talk to our listeners about.
Yeah, the Pro Football, Pro Football Talk website, and this is something you and I were talking about off the air, there was some thoughts the NFL did not want the game to end the way it did after the scary, very scary moment to Maurice Norris, and luckily he was able to gain all his faculties, and he's fine now, and he posted some social media comments about it. But at the time, you get guys shook up. You get a guy convulsing on the field, you know, strapped to a board, taking the ambulance, comes on the 50-yard line.
Right.
So basically Dan and Ra get together and say, we're not going to play. So you got who was our backup last night? It was Emory Jones. Basically he's kind of running around with the ball and no one's going to touch him. And then basically forced the NFL to call the game. When asked by a reporter to explain the type of instruction they were getting, Dan basically said, guys, don't do this to me, all right? He doesn't want to be a foul of, you know, of the NFL home office. He says, so Raheem and I agreed that's what we were going to do. We talked to Sean Hockley, let us know the game is still on. We communicated with each other. We told Sean, we're going to be taking knees. And he said, I understand.
Yes.
So they basically forced the NFL's hand.
So the ball, when the ball's hiked and you guys see the clock just running, that's to send the message to New York who's watching and saying, we're not playing. That's why nobody moved. That message had been conveyed to the players, and yet to Mike's point, they're still waiting to hear the official word. Once New York realized, oh, crap, well, they're not going to continue to play. Okay, we're calling the game. We're going to suspend the game, which right. is what should have happened from the start.
Right.
So kudos to Campbell. Kudos to Coach Ra. And this is the right thing to do in this situation. And by the way, we saw this in a real game with DeMar Hamlin, right?
Yeah, I mean, don't forget, they postponed. That game was never finished.
Correct.
So there's a meaningless preseason game. Now, look, we're not trying to target both sides of our face. We'd like to see our starters have a couple of good series, get into a rhythm, and get out. But by the time you're in the fourth quarter and you're down to guys that are really, at best, hoping for a practice squad somewhere, time to end the game.
No doubt. It was interesting, to say the least. Good call by the coaches in that situation. Hey, man, let's hear from David Onyemata, who stopped by Andy and Randy. As I mentioned, a 10-year vet. What's that feel like?
It sure is. You know, 10 years ain't no joke, but, you know, we're still going.
You're the OG of the room, though. I mean, I'm pretty sure do that because you got a young one. You got a lot of young players in that room right now. How do they address you?
Same D.O.
Okay, ain't no OG.
D.O., not O.G.?
Not O.G. Just making sure. But to that point, you know, we got a chance to see a lot of them. Obviously, you weren't out there on Friday night, but you got to see a lot of the young guys that we talk about and everything like that. And we were just, before we got you on, talking about where you are, the interior. We talk about Dorlis and Rook and all those guys. How have you watched them mature? Because they were here last year.
Yeah.
But as far as off-season conditioning and going to the training camp.
It's just seeing them take that next step, you know. Even in regards to all the guys in the room, TQ, Laquel, you know, Zach, Street, everybody, you know. It's just the main thing, we've just been focusing on basically improving in every sense.
David Onyemata joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. In a situation like Friday, when you know you're not going to play, but there's a lot of those young guys, like you mentioned, that are out there, what are you doing on Friday on the sideline? Like, what's the game like for you?
Just watching everything, you know, keeping an eye out there, especially trying to help the guys, you know, just give them a little pointer here and there, just try to help them get going.
What is that like, though? I mean, because, you know, you are, like I said, you were a young player down in New Orleans. I'm sure Cam and all those guys took you under their wing and helped you out. How are you helping these guys out? Because it's you know this, man. This sport's hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a young player with expectations.
No, most definitely. It's just seeing the little details and just telling them when they come off the field just so you can kind of help them with certain things. You see certain tendencies and certain things that hold up. You kind of just give them that inside just so that, you know, folks who play faster.
Maybe for because we saw Rook play a bit last year. He'll obviously play more this season. For fans, maybe it's some of his mentality, maybe it's some stuff that he does physically. Tell us what you've seen from him being around him.
It's basically everything. We're around each other basically every hour of the day in the building, you know, from the weight room to the field to the film room, you know. So just seeing the improvement with him and Brandon, you know, going into your second year now, just seeing the way they take in, you know, the details from Nate, our coach, and how they apply on the field.
How's the new defense with, I mean, you got a new, this is your third quarter since you've been, right? Am I not mistaken?
That's right.
Yeah, your third quarter. How has it been in Brick's defense so far?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, regardless of the circumstances of the game, what was that, on Friday, you could see things coming to light, you know. It's great.
David Onyemata joining us here, Midday Show with Andy and Randy live in Flowery Branch. What are, I mean, I don't know, put a number on it. I'm not saying put a number on it, just expectations-wise for you guys as a defensive line.
Yeah.
What do you think this group can be this season?
The sky's the limit, you know. It's a whole lot we could achieve, you know. But for example, like the way I think about it, we're still in training camp phase, you know. There's no light at the end of the tunnel right now. We're still grinding. So, you know, when the initial season actually starts, then we'll talk a little more.
Well, you get an opportunity tomorrow to obviously hit somebody else.
That too.
You know, it's always the grind of the training camp, going against. I mean, you know everything Lynch's going to do, probably everything that Bergeron's going to do. Mm-hmm. You guys go against it so much. Talk about the importance of what's going on tomorrow.
It's great. It's another way for you to evaluate yourself, even though for the veterans as well, regardless of who you are on the roster, it's another opportunity for you to get to evaluate yourself, and you're going against someone else. You know,
I'm hoping this happens this year, selfishly and also for you. Just love seeing defensive linemen score touchdowns.
Yeah.
You've got a pick in your career,
two
fumble recoveries.
Yeah.
Feels like this is going to be a group that's going to get after the quarterback
quite a bit.
Do you ever think about what you would do?
Scoop and score, baby.
Yeah, and then you get in there. Like, do you ever think about what you would do if you got into the end zone?
Drop the ball and joke back.
All
that, you're going to spend so much time burning energy. You're going to get back on the field tired. So, I'm not doing
that. Just do like a casual dance or something
that. Casually walk off.
All right, fair enough.
You know, we had fun last week because obviously, you know, trainer camp scuffles are a big part of what goes on and everything. Mm-hmm. And there's a young player scuffling all the time out here. Do you take them like, young fella? Because again, the fighting that you were just talking about, the energy it takes, that's like four plays out of practice that it takes out of you for that one scuffle.
But we've all been there.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody, you got to, at some point in your career, you know, we've all been there.
Right. Yeah, even so, you?
Oh.
You mix it up down there at Moultrie. Yeah,
young Anyamata? Certain fights?
I guess so.
Not anymore?
I guess so.
I find it hard to believe. I guess I've seen you play, so the player is a little different than the guy. Just kind of looking at your path, and I won't have to do too much like history here, but you're a really interesting path. Where do you spend your off seasons? Like, you've lived so many different places, went to college in Canada, obviously started in New Orleans. Where's home?
I basically just where I'm playing at. Right. So home basically right now is Atlanta, you know? Yeah.
How, and this is my last one for you, because you came in and you were brought to help out Grady Jarrett in the interior. Great job doing that. He's gone now.
Yeah.
How has that been without that voice in that room?
You know, you got to understand in this league, it's kind of like it's a next man up mentality, you know? So I feel the big thing is, like I said, we all coming together as a group and just, you know, getting this thing going.
That is David Onyemata with Andy and Randy. A soft-spoken guy, always has been. He got here when Grady was here, and they really thought, Mike, that tandem would solidify us in the middle of this defense. The problem was we didn't have enough guys around him to get pressure on the edge, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, I think those two in a 4-3 with some real fire breathers. Like, imagine you had Pierce and Jalen Walker or Leonard Floyd and Jalen Pierce. Yeah, unfortunately, no. And love this guy's attitude. Him and now Ruka Roro getting in the middle.
Correct.
And hopefully we've got the depth of that position to really support the linebackers now. Keep that way Divine Diablo doesn't have some linemen at the second level getting on him.
Yeah. By the way, he is going to be the starter, guys.
I mean, him and Caden Ellis.
Yeah, those are going to be the two guys. And if you've not had a chance, he's zero, wearing the number zero. But he can run sideline to sideline. He's done a good job of covering the backs and all that stuff that you ask these guys to do in this day and age with linebackers. I like what I've seen from him. Mike, we haven't talked a lot about him, but maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Divine and get some more insight to what's going on with him, man.
Yeah, we started the show, Carl, saying, what'd you take from the preseason game? What was played, the three quarters? I thought Pierce, you know, he definitely got some attention from the Lions staff. They were chipping with tight ends, so they see the athleticism. I thought Jalen Walker, we said it's at times, kind of got maybe eaten up. We see that at practice with him. But Brandon Dorlus, there's depth we haven't had at the position. Talk about the D-line.
Well, and Dorlus played well in the first preseason game, guys. Again, within reason. He got a lot of snaps. I thought he was really good in what they were asking him to do. And, you know, that's what you just want to see. Guys in the mix. I know my buddy Brian Baldinger. I said, Baldy, what are you doing? You're ticking off Falcon fans. And he put out a post talking about we need to get home. And it was our four guys up front.
Right.
There's a fumble that happens, okay? But Baldy's point is you got your four fire breathers on the field at the same time. We got to converge and get there. And we didn't do it. And so he's like, this is what has to – the elevation, Mike, of this defense, that's what's got to happen. But a lot of Falcon fans are like, wait a minute, I thought we did okay. Yeah, but when you got those guys and you've invested like that, he's right.
Did you tell Baldy, strip sack?
I did.
Fumble.
I said you're getting Falcon fans all in a tizzy,
get
man.
Ball.
Hey, we got to get it. We got to get it. Coming up, we're going to get to Yeah Man, No Man. We're live at Hooters, guys. Also, Mike has some guy talk coming up next hour. What happened with the Dogs in their first scrimmage on Saturday?
And the sun is shining here in Buford.
Thank goodness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rome hasn't been back since he came through that one time.
Well, hell, man. You know he lost five games in Alabama this year.
I know. He didn't want to show his face. He's ashamed.
Now, he asked me. It's funny because he's trying to front with me. Hey, man, we're going to put some money on this Florida State game.
He did.
I go, how many points you giving me?
He did.
Vegas has got a 13 and a half. Make it 17. We'll call it a day.
You know? You think that – yeah, Jerome. Jerome. Yeah. Where is Jerome? Jerome. You think 17? You think 17?
I think it's going to be ugly, man. I think, you know, Norvell's holding out of that 26 draft class. That's kind of the saving grace talking to – Florida State fans are praying for seven wins. I mean, again
– how many did they win last year?
Two.
Okay.
I mean, when you're looking at the Cheez-It Bowl as your end game, that's not too good, but that's kind of where we're living this year, man, so we'll see.
What's the number on the Bama game right now?
13 and a half.
Two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns in your building.
In your house.
In your refurbished building.
It's going to be nice, though.
Your refurbished building, which this idiot just spent big money on.
I was going to say. Yeah, it's going to be nice. All right, man, I just wanted to mention that because we see a lot of our listeners, but Jerome usually comes in, hangs out. He hadn't been back since that first time.
Well, he obviously lost a lot of money on Bama, so he's pulling extra shifts at the recycling plant.
You know what? Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
And just right. By the way, Day-Day, I've tried to freshen up the material. For years, it was like he's busy window tinting. Now we moved it over to working at the recycling. I'm sure there are good people working at the recycling plant, but this is just where we've gone with guys we like to abuse when they come in here to Hooters.
Yeah, well, he's never going to show up again, so it doesn't matter. Right. I mean, not until Alabama wins this year.
Right. Which will probably be week one.
Week one. Well, that's how Jerome rolls. And then he shows up and like, did y'all watch Alabama?
Yeah.
What's going on, Day-Day?
All right, guys. First off, happy Monday to everybody out there. Want to give a Yeah Man shout out, a huge Yeah Man shout out to Pope and Walton girls volleyball teams. They played in the first ever outdoor Georgia high school volleyball game this past Saturday.
Sweet.
Packed house.
Nebraska does? In,
yeah, they put they, a they had a court cool. placed onto the football field. Nearer to the homestand side, but completely full, standing room only. In all honesty, they probably could have put people on the visitor side.
Wow.
That's how many people showed up.
Is that
up.
Big? I don't know, Jack. You're the high school aficionado, so they got a killer volleyball. There's big volleyball programs.
Yeah, they got those are two big okay. volleyball Pope. Programs there. Yeah. Yeah, Pope and Walton. So, yeah.
Cobb.
Yeah. So just wanted to show them some love because it was an amazing atmosphere. And, again, it was the first time it had been done in Georgia high school. So
very cool.
Yeah, man.
And look, when you do these kinds of things and people go, oh, it worked, mm-hmm. you'll see more of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You'll see more.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, let's move right along here, getting back to our Falcons. Now, you guys have kind of dibbled in what you've thought about the defense. But just straight up, Yeah Man, No Man, did you see enough from the Ooh. Falcons defense on Friday that has you feeling more positive about what this season can be in regards to sacks?
Well, Carl, as you just said, Brian Baldwin said, we got to get home.
They got to get home. Look, Walker and Pierce, let's talk about the four defenders that we selected in 2025. They all made their debuts, right? We're talking about Xavier Watts. We're talking about Walker, Pierce, and Billy as well, right? Billy Bowman. So if you're trying to and they all do different things. Again, this is not where you can just judge the group. They all have to have an effect, and they all need to do their part. But those four guys saw time. I need to see them see more time on Friday if that's going to happen. Certainly they'll play a lot in these 2 days of these joint practices. But I felt okay. I wasn't satisfied. No. And again, you know, this is hard, Mike, because, again, we turned the television off or you were at the game and everybody was kind of just stunned and taken back by what took place. But I wasn't satisfied enough. Not yet.
Okay.
Let's see what happens this week, because that's kind of where I'm at. They left me wanting more, Mike.
Right.
I didn't leave the game or turn the television off and go, okay, man, we've taken the next step. Like, this feels really good.
But, I mean, Ebba Cady with a sack, Brandon Dorlas with a sack. We talked about creating those turnovers.
The turnovers were nice.
Right. And the dude, I remember Khalid Kareem, who used to run the financial division of the CMB.
That's a different dude.
Yeah, no, again, I'm going to correct you, Carl, but again, Khalid Kareem no longer busy taking over the Cotter, now taking over the edge rush as a backup here with the Falcons. That's a New Jack City reference for you folks from Dunwoody.
All right. Let's keep it in the Falcons realm right now. A game I was particularly interested in was the Bucks. Wanted to see what they were going to do with
Tennessee.
Their starters.
Right. Right.
None of their starters touched the field either as far as the offense goes. So as long as the Bucks starters remain out throughout the preseason and the Falcons stick with the script as well, are you more at ease with the Falcons starters not playing in preseason if both teams are going to be coming into to that season opener knowing that neither starters touched the field?
No, I'm not. You want me to roll into another year, Mike, of not being able to? We just talked about Patrick Mahomes throwing a touchdown. Joe Burrow threw two. I mean, like, what are we talking about?
The guys that are really good at their jobs showed you how good they are at their jobs by being in a rhythm, showed you they got it, having no rust. Mm-hmm. Mahomes wants contact. He doesn't want to get hit in the head, but he wants to go show that he's ready to get into game-type mode. Burrow, the same thing. And believe me, if ever there's a coach who would say, no, Joe, we're going to keep you on ice.
Absolutely.
You know, it would be Zach Taylor and the Bengals. I just think last year we looked flat against the Steelers. Now, some of that guys will say that's because Kirk Cousins wasn't even close to 100%. But I still want to see my team – my quarterback, my first team offense, a rhythm, go down the field, show me you got it locked in, and let's go. You know? And some guys say if you do that against the Titans on Tuesday, Wednesday, you don't need to do that on Friday.
And that's what they're gonna say.
And that's what they're gonna say. I don't agree with
that. Yeah, I don't either. That's what they're gonna tell us.
Right.
And look.
And again, Anthony Richardson got hurt because he didn't know what he was doing. Okay, I mean, you want to use that as an example. I mean, you were just talking about Landon Dickerson got hurt in practice. These guys still practice. If you tell me they can't play on Friday, they didn't let them practice either.
Yeah, because they're going full speed. Right. I mean, these pass breakups and guys going up in the air and trying to pull balls down, they're going full speed. Here's the other side of it, and I hope this doesn't happen, where we don't practice well against the Titans and Ra goes the blank with this. I'm playing you guys on Friday. That's the other side of it.
Right.
If you don't practice well, you don't show the things you need to show with the coaches, you could easily say, we're playing our guys Friday because we need the work.
Right.
But I doubt that's going to happen because I think they're going to be juiced up and they're going to be running stuff that they would normally run in on a Friday against this team with ones versus the ones. So, yeah, I don't want to go into another season feeling the way we felt. That's where I'm at. Mike, you know this. We've discussed it, man, and look, we lost to the Steelers, could have won that game. You go back the year before, you know, the quarterbacks weren't as good as what we have now. We understand that.
And again, different coaches. We've talked about it a million times. It's just maybe that's why we're so in our bag about this, because we've seen it happen over the years. And if ever there was a guy that needed to get all the reps in preseason, it was friggin' Desmond Ridder.
Yeah.
And last year we only got to see Penix for like one series, right?
Yeah.
And that was frustrating too. So, and again, nothing to do with paying full freight and not getting to see your starters. It's just the way the preseason works. But ever since we've gone to three games now, I don't think that anyone really has a lock on how to play it.
And let me add this, Diddy, because I know you got more stuff for us. It's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters, guys, Mall of Georgia, hanging out. Come see us, and we'll be here until 6. If all of this preseason stuff has all of these coaches worried, then do away with it. Just go to joint practices and let's start the season.
Right.
Right.
If all of these coaches are worried, I'm so over this, well, you know, the preseason, because we've gone from 4, now we're at 3. Right. If they add another, we're going to go to 2. You're not seeing these guys in 2 preseason games.
Right.
No.
So let's just do away with it. And that's what I think ultimately, what down the road, that's got to be CBA, collective bargaining agreement stuff. But that's where I'm at. Like, I keep hearing, preseason. Just get rid of it, then.
Right. Well, you know what? It's not. I literally was thinking the same thing when I was thinking about Georgia's scrimmage this weekend. I was like, well, why doesn't the NFL just, to your point, just get rid of the preseason games? Let's just come in
again. For years, they had this. They'll tell you the 10-game business model.
That's right.
You know, the 10 home games. Again, it was easier in the old days when it was, you know, eight. You know, now we have 17 weeks.
Because the owners can tell fans like us that they're not cheating us. That you do get X amount of home games included in your package.
Right. Now, if you give me one more regular season game, they're going to give me a rebate on my tickets. Ticket prices are never going to go down. But I'm with you. They've created this sort of financial model that they will not come off of.
Gotcha. All right, last one here. We're going to have some fun with this.
All right, let's have some fun, man. Let's go.
Was watching the Braves, obviously. Great to see them do what they did. But
Money
here's
Harris. Come on, man.
Yeah.
He was worth waiting for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, he's hitting again.
He's hitting. All right. So they get there ready for a series with the Mets tomorrow, right? New York currently 5.5 back of the Phillies for NL East, right? So they're still
in the mix.
They're still in the mix, right? But after watching the Braves do what they did to the Marlins, they knocked them back, obviously, a good bit in the division race and the wild card race, which you guys mentioned earlier in the show. If picking your poison, because we don't like the Phillies, we don't like the Mets, with the Mets still technically in the mix to get first.
They're struggling.
Yeah,
Mets are scuffing.
I know, they are struggling, though. Yeah, man, no, man. Would you prefer, or should I say, you hope they can knock the Mets out even further, more so than the Phillies?
Look, I hate the Phillies. more so than the Mets. I really do. And in the history with the Mets and the Braves, I get it. It's so long-standing. There have been great games. A few years ago, when we caught them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many storylines. But I hate the Phillies. And I'm still not over what happened in the playoffs a couple of years ago when we were better than them and we wet the bed.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if we can somehow damage their playoff run or put a damper in it, I'm all for that. The Mets, they'll screw it up. Phillies, let's ruin them if we possibly can.
I'm down with seeing both, make them both suffer as she suffers, to quote The Godfather. Actually, that was Bonacera, but you know the reference, Carl. I'd like to see us mess with the Mets. Some funny audio we're going to play later for you where the Mets fans are basically saying, who's the most hated Brave?
Oh.
And it's kind of funny. You take a wild guess. We'll talk about that coming up in about an hour.
All right, cool. Well, there it is, guys. That's your Yeah Man, No Man for Monday.
Hey, Carl, the Buccaneers, we talked about this briefly, signing former Falcons running back Jace McClellan, former Alabama back. He was a six-rounder, and unfortunately, we've got obviously pretty good running back room. So they pick up Jace McClellan, so maybe try to make the team backing up special teams or just behind Bucky Irving and the rest of what the Bucs have.
Yeah, because he didn't get any traction with us, guys. When we picked him, I was like, okay, because we watched him at Alabama. We watched him in the SEC. But I got to tell you, he goes to a situation with the Bucs where they also have some very good young running backs.
Rashad White has a groin injury, Carl, as you would say.
Okay.
And that would probably be why they went and talked to Mr. McClellan.
Yes, and you still have 2.5-3 weeks more camp, you know, until you figure things out. So he's going to get some reps there, but Bucky Irvin's a beast, Mike. I'm concerned about Bucky Irvin heading into week one.
I just think, no, the one thing I thought with the – again, I always go brain dead, the coach that took the Jaguars job, their former OC.
Liam
Cohen did not use him enough in our second game down in Tampa because Bucky Irvin we're having a hard time controlling him, and then they had Baker just zipping it and throwing it around. But, White we mentioned, a couple of the dudes, Sean Tucker, Josh Williams, Owen Wright, so a bunch of dudes. So this guy, Jace, got a chance to pick up. We always enjoyed our conversations with him.
Yeah, he was
hopefully
cool.
Makes it happen down in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, good luck to him, no doubt. If you're just joining us, speaking of injuries, Mike and I discussed it earlier for the Eagles. Big news as their Pro Bowl guard, Landon Dickerson, thought to have suffered a meniscus injury to his right knee.
Oof.
And they are going to get additional opinions and options to determine what the next course of action is. That could be a big loss for that Eagles Super Bowl winning team that's trying to go back. All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk dogs, and we do, and also get Connor Riley's opinions on what happened at the scrimmage. And Mike asked the question earlier about this quarterback thing, Mike. Gunnar Stockton, he is the presumed starter.
Yeah.
But maybe Ryan Pugliese should be getting more attention. We'll ask Connor Riley that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.